The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Real people.
Real opinions.
Real talk radio.
4FM.
We have some talking to do, Katie.
Do we?
We do. Now, there's two things. I'm going to get to Bond in a minute, all right? Yeah. But the first thing, I mean, one of your tweets over the weekend regarding, you know, parents who display their young children in swimwear when they're overweight. Now, that's certainly got the tongues wagging, I have to say. I mean, you basically said it was kind of, more or less suggested it was disgusting and they should be penalised for it in some way.
Yes. I mean, and this comes from, you know, I don't just sit there and just think that in my lounge. I don't think about children in their swimwear. That'd be really weird. I've just spent 3 weeks on a regular beach in England. You know, we don't go abroad for our holidays because we're good stoic Brits. And I think I was re-struck by the number of fat kids on the beach. And then secondly, I think by the sheer size of the fat kids on the beach. So, you know,
it's a bit heartless, isn't it?
Kids. No.
It's not the kids' fault generally, is it?
No, and that's why I always target my feelings at the parents. It's why I suggest parents should be charged if you have a kid at that size. Some of these
but
kids
you're fat shaming these
face.
Little children in their swimwear.
I think we just use that phrase really willy-nilly. Yeah. I haven't fat shamed any child. I'm saying to the parents, I think you should be charged. I think you should be dubbed for child cruelty. And I think the reason that tweet went so wild is because so many people are on holiday. They're at all-inclusives and they're watching these enormous parents hoeing down the chips. And their kids who are built just like them are doing the same. And I think that's why you get this reaction, is we've all noticed.
But it's not the kids' fault. But if the kid wants to get in and out of the pool, or if the kid wants to, you know, run into the beach or run into the water,
they're not
whatever.
Running anywhere, hon.
Yeah, but they have to wear something. They can't be running in their clothes.
Yeah, it's not what they're wearing. It's just the observation of the sheer size of these kids. And what I suppose the real thing that bothers me, because it isn't the kids, it's the parents. It's also the people around these parents. The doctors, the teachers, the people you bump into on a daily basis, as any mum or dad knows, no one is saying anything.
But it's not the kind of thing you say. But I mean, it's not the kind of thing a school teacher would say, you know, to Mrs. Smith when she comes in. By the way, Mrs. Smith, your little daughter Mary is overweight.
Is it not time that someone had the balls to speak up and say, listen, your kid is looking very unwell, because it is an illness to be that big. It's time we helped you, and it's time we did something about it. We've just got a 17-year-old.
But do you think the parent doesn't know? But do you think the parent doesn't know?
I don't know, because these parents are blinded by the fact that they're so big. The kids join in the club. You hear it all the time, don't you? Oh, it's big bones. Oh, it runs in the family. No, it doesn't. Burgers do. Nothing runs in your family. That's the problem. And I'm sad to say that no one's speaking out about it because of criticism. I am, because I think it's right. And, I say things that I think. I don't mind that.
And when you're saying these things, are you conscious of the fact that there might be, you know, kids out there who may have, now I know they're few and far between, but who may actually have a medical condition, or maybe there's a genuine reason, maybe they're diabetic, or there's a genuine reason that they might be overweight. Are you conscious of...
You do hear those excuses all the time, don't you? But I think a lot of people have conditions. You know, I live with chronic epilepsy for 42 years nearly. But the thing we can learn about our chronic conditions is, no matter what your condition is, if you shove more stuff in your face, you are going to get fatter, no matter what your condition. And actually, you know, a lot of the people that I see who say that they have an underactive or overactive thyroid tend to meet in KFC. I think that's part of the problem. But I do think we need to start addressing it.
I like KFC too.
Yeah. But then I go for a walk after. I just think it's tragic that it's become okay for a 10-year-old kid to be kind of 15 stone, and none of us can say anything, because what? We don't want to be the bad guy.
Because it's not politically correct, is it?
Courage? Yeah. But where do we lose our kind of moral courage? Where did it go?
So in other words, what you're suggesting is this is some sort of form of neglect and abuse to allow a child to be that big.
So much the case. You know, if I took a regular kid who's, what, 2 to 4 stone overweight, 20 pounds, 30 pounds overweight, if I put that in potatoes in a rucksack and said to the parent, right, put that on, you can guarantee the parent would go, Jesus, that's heavy. Well, that's what your kid is carrying on his knees, and that's why the knees and hips are going to need to be replaced at the age of 25. You just kind of want to do some kind of physical manifestation.
And I'm not completely disagreeing with you that it's not healthy, obviously, for a child to be overweight. Mm. But in saying that, you know, their argument is, well, it's none of your business, Katie. It's my child.
That's true. And there is an argument that says, well, it's none of my business. But then if no one's going to speak out, if doctors aren't going to make it their business, as I'm requesting, as teachers aren't going to make it their business, as I'm requesting, as friends of the family can't say anything because they don't want to be unfriended on Facebook, who's left? And it seems to be coming down to me, which is why I make it my business. But yeah, I have genuinely been shocked this summer by the side of kids, and I suspect there's quite a lot of people out there who agree in some way.
Well, some people did agree with you on Twitter, but others did call you callous and heartless and the usual names they call you. But I suppose the more interesting one was Idris Elba tweeted, and his tweet went as follows: "The name's Bond, James Bond, or should I say Elba? My name is Elba, Idris Elba, right? Which is the kind of Bond catchphrase, right?" Immediately, everybody jumped to the assumption. Obviously, Daniel Craig is on his last legs when it comes to Bond. Idris has been tipped to be the next Bond anyway. And then you immediately decided, well, I've got to throw out a tweet too. And you said, "I really don't want Idris Elba to be Bond, not because Idris Elba is a gentleman of colour, because Bond isn't." Now,
and, you know,
okay, so he's black. Let's not use the gentleman of the colour, okay? So he's a black man. There's nothing wrong with saying he's black, by the way.
No, but on Twitter, sometimes that can be misinterpreted wildly. So I'm careful with the words I use. You'll be surprised to hear. But
I'm very surprised here.
I know, me too, at times.
Okay, so what's your argument? I mean, okay, he's black. I mean, and you're kind of thinking, well, Ian Fleming didn't write this part for a black man. He wrote it for a British gentleman from the 1950s.
Two things. One, I don't think he's going to be Bond at all, because if there was a Bond, he wouldn't be tweeting about it. He's just trying to get the attention out of it. So, look, we're giving him attention. He'll be happy. It's kind of what the guy wants. Fine. Anybody signed up to that?
Don't think he's a great actor personally myself, by the way.
And he'd be signed up to confidentiality clauses by now, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the point is that to me, Bond is a white MI5, MI6.
Well, where does it say in the book it's white? Now, I know we could argue that it was written by Ian Fleming God knows how many years ago, when there would have been no black English gentleman.
Well, also, it was sort of modelled on himself. He had this kind of Walter Mitty idea about himself, and it was always supposed to be in the vein of a traditional Bond character. I am thrilled if Idris Elba wants to create a new spy franchise around Idris and have some creativity of his own. But why is it these other individuals always have to take over roles that are typically being cast as white people? And if I was to try and get a role that was cast as a black person, can you imagine the outrage? It never goes the other way, does it?
But they did suggest at one stage it would be a woman too. I know the women's groups.
That would
be dreadful. Well, they did. What's from the X-Files?
The female Doctor Who is your
woman. No, what's your woman from the X-Files? What's her name again? I can't remember her name.
I can't remember her name either, but I love
Well,
her.
They
I love
tipped her as being sort of like a Jane Bond. You know, she would be the new James Bond, but they were going to change her name to Jane.
Yeah, the quickest way to kill a franchise in living history is to put a female in as James Bond.
Yeah, they did it with Ghostbusters, and that was really successful, wasn't it?
So, you know, I'm not advocating that it should be a woman either. I'm just saying Bond is a white guy. Leave him be. And if you're so fantastic, Idris, go and get a
aren't you basing this on skin colour, really? Aren't you? Because
I think Bond should be white.
Yeah, but who said he's? I mean, Sean Connery was Scottish. You know, I mean,
Scottish people aren't black typically. Not all Scots are black people. Not all.
No,
Scots
I'm just saying
people.
He was Scottish. He wasn't an English gentleman.
Well done. Yeah, Pierce Brosnan. Where does he?
Pierce Brosnan was Irish from Navan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're saying that it has been a variety of people over the time. I'm just saying I perceive Bond to be white. It would be weird for me as a viewer if Bond was black. Also, Idris will be 50, which is like towards the age of retirement.
So you're kind of going down the Santa Claus route, really. Like, people often say that, you know, Santa Claus is white. But then again, lived in Africa, Santa Claus is probably black.
Yeah, you know. But because I live in Western Europe and Bond is white, I quite like to see him played by a white gentleman, and I would thoroughly support Idris to go off and create a spy franchise around black gentlemen of colour. I think what it is, in essence, is the left and liberals really lack their own creativity, so they have to nick ours.
But Bond is never, he was never really a person. He was more of a code name, wasn't he?
Well, don't give me that. He was modelled around Ian's own character. He was always this white gentleman, this upper class, this kind of aristocratic. It was always that kind of notion of suave sophistication.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's black lads in MI5 at the moment, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, of course there is.
Yeah, so they're quite capable of being spies.
We're not arguing whether there's black people in MI5. No one's going to sit here and have that argument with you, are they? We're talking about whether Idris Elba should be a black Bond or not.
I mean, you could argue that
I think most of your listeners probably agree with me. A black Bond is a weird idea, and will they be drawn to a 50-year-old black Bond? No. And would he, if he was a white guy, have arthritis by now? Yeah, he probably would. That's also weird. It's a weird thing, and I think it's okay to say, but most people won't say it because they don't want to be called racist. Because
we're well, I didn't call, I'm not calling you racist, but in saying that, when we made movies, you know, back in the 50s and 60s or 70s, whatever it was, and wrote books, we very rarely included black people. We very rarely included women, actually, because, of course, women really weren't playing big roles at the time, apart from the Scarlett O'Hara types, who were always the damsels in distress. Nowadays, we, you know, we put women in roles where, you know, we wouldn't have seen 60 or 70 years ago. So we didn't foresee the world we would have now. So it would be fair to say that it wasn't that Ian Fleming didn't want Bond to be particularly black. It was just that there wasn't black men around.
No, I take your point totally. We didn't foresee the world as it is now. And what a lovely thing that is. Lots of us look backwards, some kind of with nostalgia, don't we? I look backwards at this country and see a time when Britain was great. And I think that is exactly, I think you've captured it perfectly. That's part of what Bond delivers, certainly in my family. It's a nostalgic look back, a sophisticated time of elegance, a time gone by. I don't think we need the liberal left to trash everything because of their massive PC agenda. It's the same reason, obviously, we've got a female Doctor Who. That doesn't make her a great Doctor Who. It just means, you know, people want to move that agenda forward. I'm bored of the agenda coming into the world of art, and I think it's the reason we've seen
the female thing. I'm sorry to say this, it's not
boring.
Working really, is it? What's the latest one?
Anymore.
Ocean's 11 or something, or 12.
The whole female thing. No one watched it.
It was a flop.
No one even knows what it's called because it was so rubbish. But the point is,
Ghostbusters was a flop.
Yeah, we don't want to watch the Oscars anymore because they're just going to lecture us. I don't want to be lectured when I watch Bond about the fact that black people now live in the UK. I know they do. I see them every day.
Didn't they do an update on the movie Annie at the time? And didn't they make, they put it
was
in
she
black?
Trans?
She was black. No, she wasn't
she'll
trans.
Be trans next time. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Okay,
it's so
you'll be
a black person playing a trans character just to really throw us off the scent.
Right, so you believe that they're just doing this out of political correctness. Okay. Well, he's a famous actor, I suppose. So he says, hi, Niall, I agree with Katie regarding a black James Bond. We had an orphan Annie, a black Wizard of Oz. Oh, that's right. Diana Ross was the Wizard. She did The Wiz, didn't she? Yeah, but Michael Jackson. And a Karate Kid, etc., etc. Can black producers not come up with anything original, says Mark and Cork. Okay, fair point. Gillian Anderson is the person I'm trying to think of now. That comes in from Vinnie. And she says, love Katie, by the way. She says it as it is. Another person says, Niall, all you're doing is promoting racism on your show in the afternoon. I hope Idris is Bond, just despite you pair of you-know-whats. That comes in from Andrew.
Racist, you're racist.
You're racist, Katie.
You're not having an argument, no, but you're racist.
well, hang on a second, because Deborah, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Deborah?
Hiya, how are you?
Good, Deborah. You believe it, you know, wouldn't make any difference if he was black or white?
No, I don't care, to be honest.
Do you like Idris? Is that what the problem is?
I do like him. But just to note as well, he tweeted this morning to say, don't believe the hype.
Well, why did he tweet the other day saying, my name is Elba, Idris Elba? He's looking for attention, I think, is he?
Yeah, I have to say, I do agree with Casey on that one. I did think that. Now, I do like him. I wouldn't say I'm a massive fan.
Like, you wouldn't kick him out of bed for eating crisps, would you?
No, okay. I wouldn't, I'll be honest. But what I will say is, I did say to Helena earlier on, my favourite Bond was Pierce Brosnan.
Right, yeah. I know, Sean Connery. I mean, don't get me wrong, Pierce is great and I should be flying the Irish flag here.
Well, Sean Connery's long before my time now.
Casey, who's your favourite, by the way? Do you have a favourite, Katie? Favourite
Bond?
I like
Pierce Brosnan as well. So I'm kind of with you on that. I think he's a really good egg and I liked him in it for some reason.
But you see, all you ladies are looking at here is the looks, right? So whereas us guys are thinking about, we're thinking of who was the best actor and played the part best.
You guys are so sophisticated. Is that really what you're trying to argue, Niall?
No, I'm just Sean Connery, the best Bond ever.
Sophisticated.
He was brilliant.
No, I don't think so. Well, I have
Roger was good too. Roger Moore. We forgot about poor old Roger. He died last year, for God's sake. He was a great Bond as well.
Yeah, well, he was before my time too, you see. So I'm kind of... No, I didn't like Daniel Craig.
No, I don't warm to Daniel Craig at all. Now, I know the ladies like him ever since that moment where he walked out of the sea wearing half nothing. But but in saying that, I don't see him. They're very dark, these Bond movies nowadays. They're not as exciting as they used to be.
They're about to get a whole lot darker.
I believe so. Do you? Well, but no, I was thinking something else there, but I know what you're thinking. But they are gone quite dark because they're kind of gone back to the start again where his wife was killed and all that kind of carry on. So they're kind of, they're like prequels now at this stage. But okay, so you don't think it would make any difference. So you don't agree with Katie that Bond should be white?
No, not necessarily, no. I think, to be honest...
Is she a racist?
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. There are things that Katie says that I don't agree with. There are also things she says that I do agree with. And I know there are people that think the same, but they're obviously not as blunt as her. Mm. Now, to be honest, my husband is. Anytime he's listened or he's watched Katie, she was on the Late Late Show there last year.
It's always good fun when she's on the Late Late Show. Yeah. Keeps the producers busy dealing with complaints afterwards.
Oh my God.
He was like, I agree with her. And I was like, well, she's a bit harsh. And he was like, yeah, but she's right. You know, and he's from England as well, so I'd be like, oh, that's an England thing.
It's an England thing. They're mad in England.
Well, good lady. He sounds like a very nice gentleman. Give him a kiss from me.
But no, I don't think it matters. I mean, there was uproar when Ben Affleck was Batman.
Why? Why was there uproar about that?
Because people didn't want him to be Batman, so I mean, there's a really
The Batman character again is based on a white man, so yeah. Why wouldn't they want him to be
people
Batman?
People didn't like him. They didn't think he was good enough. And there was, you know, tweets, and you know, even he had to say, you know, came forward and I'll do my best kind of thing at the time. But
it's a huge amount of pressure on people, isn't there, to be characters, isn't there?
I don't agree with Katie in this instance. I don't care who plays James Bond. Like, I don't think it matters.
Maybe we could get Katie to play the part of Laura Croft.
I think there was a point there listening to you two talking about the reason why do people get so worked up about this, and I think there is something about we kind of are protective about how we see something in our heads because it's a creation, isn't it? And so then we sort of defend how we see it in our heads, and that might be a bit different for everybody.
Okay, well, sorry, but Padraig, you're on Classic Hits. No surprise here what Padraig thinks, but Padraig, are you there, Padraig?
Yes, how are you doing?
Greetings, Padraig.
Hi, sweetie.
Listen, Katie, I spoke to you a couple of times when you were on LBC in the last couple of years ago. You probably don't remember, but anyway.
Did you get her into trouble? Because she's not there anymore.
I'm quite aware she's not there anymore. I said two or three years ago. And Katie probably, she used to be on a Sunday morning, correct?
Mm. And, 10 o'clock.
I said to Katie one morning, I said, I'm going to have a rant, Katie, that will make you look like Mother Teresa. And you remember she says, don't swear. Well, I don't use expletives anyway. But listen, to a certain extent, Niall, this is a red herring. Because, like Katie said, alluded to, if there was some white actor was going to be portrayed as Mandela, there'd be hue and cry from the liberals, etc.
Yeah, you wouldn't have a white Shaft, for example.
Yeah, exactly.
I suppose that would be a fair analogy, yeah.
You see, it's historical context. Go back to Shakespeare. There's black actors now in Shakespeare. There was no black people in England prior to 1950s. There was a few in Liverpool. But that was about the height of it. Before, 20 years ago, there was no people.
But what difference does it make?
Things have changed. There's several areas.
Now, I would agree when we come to the man-woman thing, right, because obviously Bond isn't a woman, right? You know, you're not going to make Bond a transgender or something like that, right? Okay, that's fair enough. I can agree with that. But in relation to skin colour, I mean, there's no mention of skin colour in the book.
Now, let's broaden the context here.
Yeah.
So I was watching Channel 4 News the other night. There was four academics on the programme, three Englishmen, one guy of African extraction. It's all about pulling out statues now as well. There's a statue in Edinburgh. I can't recollect the name now at the moment, sorry. But he basically was involved in the slave trade. And this African academic said, maybe we should consider pulling down this statue because this gentleman here was involved in the slave trade, and he said when he was asked about demolishing slavery, he actually said on a gradual basis. So this black academic had a problem because this white guy years ago said gradual, and so he wants the statue pulled down.
Okay, so you believe this is just political correctness and this is the whole kind of hashtag Black Lives Matter more than anybody else's lives?
And as well as that, Niall, I have to say this, a lot of black people, not them all, they have a big chip on their shoulder against slavery. Maybe if I was black, I would...
Well, in fairness, you know, it was a part of history that was quite
disgusting. This is the
disgusting.
Reason why, because of historical baggage, this is why multiculturalism can never work, because people have baggage...
Well, okay, but now we're getting very deep into a conversation about multiculturalism. We're just started out talking about a bloody Bond movie.
It's all relevant.
Well, hang on, just one more copy before, because I know Katie has to go, I'm conscious of that. Robbie...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, hang on, Robbie. I just switched you on there. I didn't turn you on. Sorry, Robbie, you think Katie's a racist?
I do, Niall. Yeah, very racist.
Why?
Well, she's... because she's given... Judging
she is.
Somebody by the colour of their skin. And
well, she's not.
I'd like, I'd like to say like Brazil, where there's really no races, the black, brown and white, they're all Brazilian, and there's integration there, and they don't have the multicultural, they don't have any racism. Brazilian.
I don't think I'd like to live in Brazil, in fairness. There's a lot of other problems in Brazil, isn't there, really? There's many problems in Brazil. Racism is probably the least of their worries, in fairness.
Yes, there is, but I'm talking about racism, Niall.
Yeah, well, I don't think you'd notice the racism when you have a lot of other problems going on in the country. But what she said was, I really don't want Idris Elba to be Bond, not because Idris is a gentleman of colour, in other words, because he's black, but because Bond isn't. I mean, Robbie, do you think James Bond was black?
No. No, he wasn't.
Well, then what's the problem? Then why is Katie a racist for saying
that? I think that gentleman's racist then, by the same analogy. If he's calling me a racist, he must be, because he agrees with me.
Well, I don't agree with you, Katie. I think you're a racist.
You just agreed with her. You just said Bond was white. How do you know?
I know he wasn't black. And he was
How do you
white.
Know?
Well, we know from the films now.
Well, the films are only a depiction of the book.
Oh, in the book?
Yeah, it never says anywhere near the books that he was white. Yeah, it's just assumed.
We don't know, but to be inclusive, there's nothing wrong with picking a black actor.
To be inclusive, all right, okay.
Entertainment is now about being inclusive first. That's what matters first.
Yeah, well, I mean, over half the population of London now is black and brown. The English are a minority in London. So
that's a concerning thing. Therefore, whites should be given minority rights at this point and should be the front of the queue for roles like this.
But I wouldn't see anything wrong with having a black James Bond.
You wouldn't? Okay, sorry, Jason, just before I go in the break. Jason, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Jason?
How you doing? I just want to say the reason why, you see, women were oppressed in the 50s, okay? That's why, you know, if women, men and women were equal in the 50s when Ian Fleming wrote that novel, yeah?
Yeah, they would have been, yeah.
If they hadn't been oppressed, they weren't equal. Women, men and women weren't equal in the 50s.
Right, okay.
Who's to say a woman wouldn't have been Bond?
But she wasn't.
He could have written that novel.
But he didn't.
For a woman. I'm not saying he didn't, Noel. I know, try to contain yourself.
I'm just saying he didn't.
I know you're in awe of Katie there, but try to sound objective, Noel, okay?
I'm trying my best to sound objective.
I'm not sitting on his lap, for clarity.
And just one more other thing in relation to the black person playing the role, Katie. If Britain hadn't went around and colonised the planet, those people wouldn't have had passports and come to Britain in the first place.
Right.
Okay.
And so, yes, I hear you. But what colour do you think James Bond was written as?
Well, I'd say when Ian Fleming wrote the novel, he wrote it with a white middle-aged.
Oh, you racist! How dare you assume that?
Yes. Yeah, so we're all kind of agreeing whilst trying to say something different, but we're all agreeing James Bond was a white guy. I think that's what we're agreeing, Niall. I think that's a good place.
That's a good start.
The reason why I'm agreeing that is because all I've ever seen all my life growing up is a white English white man playing the part.
But is that not the role?
Yes, but what I'm saying is when Ian Fleming wrote that novel, Niall, okay, in the 50s, women weren't in such positions. Women.
But I could argue the same when the role for Shaft. Do you remember Shaft, the detective? Shaft.
Yeah.
He clearly everyone knows he's black. He's a kind of cool black guy with a furry jacket like Huggy Bear, right? So everybody knew he was a kind of cool black guy. So you wouldn't write that role for a white fellow, would you? You wouldn't say, let's get a white lad to do let's remake Shaft and get a white fellow to do it for the crack.
He was playing to a stereotype.
But what I'm saying, it is a stereotype,
Shaft,
right?
Shaft was playing to a stereotype of the black American 70s.
Cool guy.
Disco gangster, whatever.
Yeah, cool guy, yeah.
Right.
So, but Bond is also a stereotype of the British gentleman, Secret Service type gentleman, was he not?
Okay, but and does Katie object to a woman playing that part as well, yeah?
Oh my God, yes, absolutely. I wouldn't go anywhere near a Jane Bond. It would be as awful and as tragic as the female Ghostbusters. Women should keep out of the way when it comes to roles for men. In movies, I should add.
I'm glad you added that in
at the end.
Yeah, me too. Hashtag. Sorry, Jason.
Yeah.
Do you know? I mean, you are actually agreeing with Katie. So how are you disagreeing with her?
He secretly loves me. He just doesn't want to come out on air.
I can't believe.
We've come to a point of beautiful agreement, Niall. It never has ever happened before on your show.
Yes.
That people have joined in to call in to say how much they love me dearly. You see,
I'm
becoming a national treasure. That's what's happening here. Hopkins is becoming an Irish treasure.
So, Jason, you do agree?
I'll never admit to that and change my name.
Why don't you change your name to Idris Elba? You might as well. All right, listen, Jason. Listen, Katie, thank you very much indeed, okay?
No worries.
And I appreciate you coming on the air. Lovely talking to you again. All right, there you go. Keep texting 53544. Somebody says, put Idris in a white tuxedo. Feck Connery, feck Moore, feck Dalton, feck Brosnan, feck Craig. Get a real job, says Katie, says John. Padraig, are you still there?
Yes, Niall.
Yeah, somebody makes a good point, and you being a Christian as well, you know, you would understand this maybe, but Mark says on Twitter, he says, why wouldn't Idris Elba be a great James Bond? The mythical Jesus born in mythology, Jesus was born in the Middle East and has always been played as a white man. So, I mean, that's a good point, isn't it? We would assume that Jesus being born in the Middle East, he wouldn't actually be a white man, but yet when we see him in movies all the time or in literature, he's always white. He probably wasn't white. He was probably brown.
Look, like I said, to a certain extent...
But no. Just address that one. You being a Christian.
Look, you can all pick out the guy. Somebody texted about the black guy played Othello. Okay, there's always going to be an odd one here and there. What I'm saying, all we hear now is diversity, especially in England. I listen to a lot of the English as well as the Irish, and I see constant pushing of diversity, but I do not see diversity in Africa or Asia. I don't see any white MPs in any Africa. I don't see white footballers playing for the football teams. It doesn't happen. But they want diversity in the white man's countries.
And it's, well, when you say things like the white man's countries, I mean, you're suggesting somehow that white men own the West. We don't own anything.
What I'm saying is, once you go away from a homogenous body like Japan, Indonesia, countries like that, Europe is changing. Africa is not changing.
But I mean, if you went back 60 years ago in Britain, right, and you looked at the first division in football, right, there wouldn't have been a black man in sight. Wouldn't you now look at? Because the world is changing. Can you not accept that?
I appreciate that. But what's happening is, I was listening to a guy on LBC last night, a guy called Sean from London. He said he feels, like Katie just alluded to, a minority in London. Actually, Birmingham now has joined London in being a minority white city. That's two cities, right?
Okay, I don't have an issue with skin colour. I have a problem, obviously, like everybody else, if one culture is, I suppose, supervising the other and telling the other what should and shouldn't be done in the country. But when you're talking about skin colour, you have to separate skin colour and culture, Patrick, and I think you're confusing the two.
I appreciate that, but I said diversity is a two-way street. For every person that comes from Africa or Asia, two should go to their country, their continent. I mean,
that's not going to happen because there isn't the money.
I know that for economic reasons. Yeah. That's why people are not going. These immigrants are not going.
Who'd want to go, you know, to some of the countries in the African continent? Some of them are okay, but some of them are a mess.
I was in the UK twice, in Birmingham two times in the airport last 5 weeks. My cousin, who's never been to the UK, sorry, my nephew, 26, never been to the UK before. We got into Birmingham airport. He said to me, is this England or Pakistan we're in?
Honestly, oh, okay, God. Well, obviously that was his opinion. Okay, well, stay there a second, because Mark and Cork, by the way, says, Niall, have you ever watched Ben, the Black Entertainment Network? Well, no, I wouldn't watch it because it wouldn't appeal to me, because I did see it at one stage, and I agree with you, Mark. They have soaps, and the acting is so bad that it makes Fair City look like it should be getting an Oscar nomination. That comes in from Mark. I did witness it at one stage. I think it was flicking through, and you're right, it's just corny. But I think that's a lot to do with the budgets, probably more so than the actual actors. Niall, who says Jesus was Middle Eastern? It all depends on where he was conceived, technically. Well, he was Middle Eastern. He was from the Middle East. Okay, let me go to Jude. Jude, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Jude?
Not too bad at all, Niall.
You would have no issue with Bond being black, whatever, it doesn't matter, as long as it was a good actor.
Yeah, as long as it was a good actor, I wouldn't care what colour they were. Because I'd go to either if they were black or white, if they were crap actors.
Yeah, well, obviously it was a crap actor. They wouldn't be picking a crap actor for a role like that.
Skin colour shouldn't stop, say, someone getting a particular part. You know, it shouldn't be a reason. But there are some parts that do require a certain physical. Like you mentioned there, Shaft, right, in the 70s.
Yeah, he's black.
Okay. Charlie Savalas played Kojak. He was white and he was Greek. Now, I don't think the same actor who played Shaft, even though he was a great actor, could play the part of Kojak as well as Telly Savalas.
Who was the actor who played Shaft? I'm trying to remember who it was. He was a famous black actor as well.
Yeah, he did the voiceover in the South Park.
Oh, he did. You're right. Yeah. Oh, he died there a couple of years ago. He was in that movie Soul Man, and he died just after it was made.
His name is Jeffrey. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. But I don't think he, as good as he was, I don't think he could play the part that Telly Savalas played, because he was white and Greek.
Hmm.
So I think that on certain characters, just like Othello.
Absolutely. So the part for Shaft was written specifically for a black man. Right, so yeah. we accept that. But surely the part for James Bond by Ian Fleming, you know, was written for a white English gentleman, would it not have been? Because there wasn't any black English gentleman back in the 50s in Britain.
Well, I'll tell you why. It was written for, apart from Ian Fleming being he had a very egotistical, and he did base James Bond on the character or some of he liked to be.
Yeah, that's what Katie said. He was a Walter Mitty, yes. He thought he was James Bond.
I was reading a biography of his a good few years ago, a biography, and in it, and it's totally, this is totally true, and it's well recognised, while he was in his mid-30s, 40s or so, he had aligned himself an awful lot, particularly with the Third Reich and the Third Reich's regime of seeing people as, you know, separate race, colours, you know, abilities, what type of a human being you were. He had that way of thinking. He was like that. Now, he wasn't outright, he wasn't in the concentration camp or
yes, he wasn't a Nazi supporter or anything like that, no.
No, but he had alignments with that sort of thinking. So I don't, and this is fact, so I don't think he would have written this James Bond character as a black man.
Okay, but stay there for a second with you. Somebody, by the way, mentions Kojak was actually played by a black man in the reboot, says Ken. I didn't even know there was a reboot of Kojak,
yeah,
were they? Okay, sorry, Robbie, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Robbie?
How's it going?
You think it's racist?
No.
No, that's not you. Sorry, that's Ben. I'm going to come to Ben in a minute. Okay, no. But do you think it's racist?
Look, to be honest with you, I couldn't care if it was a Palestinian Muslim who was gay with, say, Israeli parents. Who cares? The whole thing is, the Doctor Who now, I don't...
Is a woman.
Is a woman. So what? Big swinger. You know, you're talking about the whole thing of...
Yeah, but James, you couldn't have James Bond as a woman, could you?
No, but what I'm saying is, you're talking about James Bond being a middle-aged English gentleman. You know that Daniel Craig was the first middle-aged English man to play James Bond, by the way.
Yeah, he was. Irish.
Lacey and Moore were Welsh, you know. Connery was Scottish, and then the other two were Irish.
Yeah, but the other two were Irish. Now, I know, obviously, our own Pierce Brosnan was Irsh. What was the other guy's name again that nobody liked? What was his name?
Timothy Dalton.
Yeah, he only made two movies, and they were both shite.
He did.
So they were awful. Yeah. He was the worst Bond ever.
Yeah. Wait, well, I have to say, Roger Moore wasn't great, but he got the best
movie. Liked Roger Moore.
Yeah, but he got the best movie.
I just loved the way he moved his eyebrows independently. I thought it was brilliant.
But that whole thing of Bond being a middle-aged Englishman stereotype is nonsense, because the first one was Daniel Craig.
Well, he's still British.
Yeah, but the whole thing was it was an Englishman. Well, anyway,
and he still plays the part, even if it was Pierce Brosnan. You know, in fairness to Pierce, he doesn't sound very Irish when he's Bond.
No.
Like, he doesn't do shake and not stir there, Mrs. Murphy.
Sean Connery sounds Scottish when he's playing a...
Scottish sounding about him. It's a fair point. Patrick, are you still there?
Yes.
Well, both Jude and Robbie don't particularly care who plays him, as long as they're a good actor.
And Idris Elba is pretty cool, to be fair.
He wasn't bad, actually, in Thor. He's actually all right as the gatekeeper in Thor.
He was brilliant in The War, in fairness.
And The Black Terror he was good in.
Right, okay. Oh, yeah, The Black Terror. But that was a bit of a flop, dude, in fairness.
Yeah, but he was still a good actor. You can be a brilliant actor in a crap film. Look at Russell Crowe, best actor in the world. Didn't he make Noah?
I watched Noah with great interest one night. It was awful. Okay, but sorry, Patrick, you still there?
Yes, Nigel.
Yeah, well, you've heard the lads that as long as it's good acting, who cares?
What do you expect from tree huggers?
I don't think I'm a tree hugger.
Nigel, at the end of the day, Nigel, like I said, this is all about numerical demographics. And Andrew Marr, the British BBC British broadcaster, has had a programme in the UK a few years ago called Seven Ages of Britain. And he went back to the Stone Age. Basically, and by 2050, the indigenous white British are going to be a minority. Name me any Asian or African country where their populace has a chance of being a minority.
We're talking about a movie here, Patrick. We're not talking about populations and multiculturalism and everything. We're talking about one man in a movie.
Niall, hold on. How do you think this guy, Idris Elba, whatever his name is, how did he get to Britain in the first place? His parents came from Jamaica, for Jesus'
sake.
So it's relevant. It's relevant to what I'm saying.
That's because the Brits couldn't keep their nose out of every other country around the world. So
you know something?
people have to have passports because they're in the Commonwealth. But you don't want to go into that one. Like, people around the Commonwealth are entitled to go to Britain.
Correct.
Thanks to Britain doing the foreign policy of over years. But what the hell has that got to do with Idris Elba playing bloody Bond?
Because his forebears came from Africa to England. Can you not
get... You said Jamaica. Make up your mind.
Can you not get...
Jamaica is not an African continent. Last time I looked, Jamaica was an African continent of Africa. Jamaica's in the West. Jamaica's in the Caribbean.
It's in the Caribbean. Who said it was in the Indian Ocean?
Jamaica's off the coast of Florida. It's in the Caribbean, yeah.
Yeah, it's in the Caribbean. It's not an African.
It's next door to it.
It's not next door to it. Patrick, it's the other side of the world.
Niall, at the end of the day, like I said, this is about demographics. Everything is changing for the worst. We have a chain of crashes in this town a couple of years ago. They've seen the people coming into the country. They start changing the words of the old blah, blah, black sheep because it would upset the foreigners. I had to take out the word black.
And now Timothy Dalton was Welsh. And the next thing you know, there will be a remaking Charlie's Angels with three gay guys, says Lee. Sure, why not? That's what we're going to do. The real says, I hate to tell you this, but Dalton was the closest to Bond that was ever written. You come out with some shite on your show, says John. Well, maybe as the book goes, but from an entertainment point of view, I think Dalton was probably the worst. He was probably the most boring. And the fact that he lost his license to kill probably made the film even more boring. Niall, just a point of clarification. It's believed that Ian Fleming based the character of James Bond on an English foreign agent called Fitzroy McLean. You know, just know he wasn't English, by the way. He was obviously Scottish at one point. Who worked as a special envoy on behalf of Winston Churchill, says Brian in Dublin 12. Obviously knows his stuff. And also somebody mentions quite rightly here, actually, as well, that he was probably from Scotland because, says Niall, I always thought that Bond was Scottish. Did he not go back to his ancestral home in the Quantum of Solace, says Tom in Galway. That's a good point, actually, Robbie. He did go back, didn't he? Or is it Robbie's gone? Sorry, I've got Ben anyway. Ben, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Ben?
I'm good. I just wanted to point out that I don't think it's racist.
Well, okay. I'm sorry, not you. It wasn't you then. It was somebody else, Ben.
My point was is that, of course, The Equalizer, which was originally played by Edward Woodward, is being done pretty well by Denzel Washington. That being said, of course, Denzel Washington's character has had to change quite a lot to accommodate him being a black guy.
Yeah, of course. I haven't seen the Denzel Washington version. Is it any good? Well, Denzel Washington is cool no matter what he does, to be honest with you, in fairness to him.
But that same can be said for Idris, though. But that being said, again, I don't see Idris being Bond. Because it's all about perception. It's what, as we said earlier on, it's what you were brought up with. You know, I mean, we forget about George Lazenby being the completely most useless Bond, and he was, of course, Australian.
He only did one, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Her Majesty's Secret Service or whatever it was, yeah.
Yeah, which again was remade because I think it was.
I only ever remember one clip when he was hanging onto a barrel being pulled by a speedboat. So that's the only bit I remember that, and he didn't even do that too well.
You know, at the end of the day, as I say, it's how we perceive things. We don't ever perceive Bond as being black because that's not what our age group grew up with.
And what about Bond being a woman?
But that's just stupid. I'm sorry, but that's just. It's like a man being Wonder Woman.
I hate to do the spoiler here, but I believe in the next Avengers movie, Iron Man, I'm sorry to spoil this for everybody, dies quite early in it and is replaced by a woman.
Oh, but that's different. Because
the clue is in the title, Iron Man.
Iron Woman.
It's Iron Man, isn't it? Not Iron Woman.
That's fantasy. James Bond is real. He's a real person.
No, he's not.
Oh, he is. It's all based on a true story.
James Bond is fantasy. It's fiction, for God's sake.
And there's me thinking all my life that he was real. You've actually about pissed the mic just now. And I'm not
like,
real.
Okay, but I mean, when they're changing stuff a lot at the moment, Ben, you know, we're looking at changes being made, remakes and reboots done. And clearly there's a political correctness in the motivation of a lot of this, you know? And I don't know if that's the case with Idris Elba.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, at the end of the day, just because we are appeasing a certain section of society doesn't make it right.
And the snowflakes don't have to get away all the time.
Yeah, I mean, somebody else says, Niall, you're right. That Ocean's, whatever number it was, with all the women, I don't think anybody actually went to see it. I don't think. I think it's out, isn't it? Yeah, it's already been out and gone, isn't it? I think it's on, as they say, it's on video already. I don't think it was Sandra Bullock and a few other people in it. I couldn't even tell you who was in it. But they remade the whole
Rihanna
thing.
Was in it.
Rihanna, I mean, say no more. You know what I mean?
And actually, Kate Blanchett was in it.
Well, she's good. She's a good actress.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock's not a bad actress either. But I think just the concept of having, you know, seven women instead of seven men was just being silly, wasn't it?
Again, it's to appease sections of society. You know, it's not. You know, and it was pointed out by Katie earlier on, things like this where they tried to change things from their original concept to accommodate other people's feelings. They tend to fail, and that's just the way it is. But this is endemic society across the board now. You know,
but the snowflakes
really
are winning out.
The crap out of me.
Sorry, Jude.
The snowflakes are winning out. You know, like snowflakes would even get offended at saying snowflake, but you're offending the now one. Would even get offended at that.
You can't even call them a snowflake anymore. That's quite offensive,
they get
babe.
Offended for snowflakes.
Or the white knights. They're the ones who defend the snowflakes. And the feminisms and all the rest of them. Stay there because John. Well, hang on, guys. John, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, John?
Hi, how are you?
Speaking for Cork today, the Cork contingent. Who cares what you're saying?
I would have no problem with Griselda because I think he's a brilliant actor. Anyone that saw the series Luther, he was absolutely astounding on that as the black detective for it. He's a brilliant actor. And the whole concept of Bond, let's be honest, to me, it has run its course anyway.
It hasn't.
I don't know. I know
it could run forever.
It's still a franchise, but the thing is, I don't know. It's just like I saw the last one. I thought for sure. I thought Casino Royale was brilliant when Daniel Craig came to the role first, because he brought a brutality to the role which Sean Connery had from day one. But I have no problem just because he's black. But you were talking there about you know, different roles like women and different roles like that. Do you remember the man from Uncle?
I do. Yeah, Kerriakin.
Yeah, they brought out the one and the woman from Uncle.
They didn't operate a woman from Uncle.
Stephanie Powers, I think. But it's just the innocence of the day. Remember, you could send away at the times on Uncle, and we were obsessed with the man from Uncle, and you could send away to be a member. You get back a little card, and on the back of the card, I just said, you can be called at this stage now once you signed up for hazardous duty at any time. I remember, God bless my sainted mother, that stayed in God.
Oh, I had a little man from Uncle set. I had the gun and the walkie-talkie and all the kind of carry-on that went with it. Yeah.
I remember when I saw the back of the card, I nearly shit myself when I said I'm going to be called for hazardous duty, right? So I showed it to my mother, and the mother, typical fascist, she says, gee, good enough, you know, what you want sent away for that stuff? There you are, you'll be called for hazardous duty, no, it's your own fault.
All right, so you don't see a problem. Patrick, everybody's against you today.
Look, Niall, you know something, it's kind of boring when people agree with you, you know.
Yeah, but, Ben is kind of not really against you, he's just saying he doesn't see the point of changing it, yeah.
Look, like I said, I'm sure a lot of people agree with me and a lot of people disagree with me, that's democracy. But as regards John's alluding to innocent times of our childhood, there were great days, innocent times. Them days are long gone. My beef is, like, not just with this guy being a black actor, it's I haven't got a problem even with multiculturalism anymore, Niall. I have a problem with a thing called takeover. There was a thing called...
Okay, Patrick, we don't have an hour to talk about that today. Takeover. Yeah, I've 30 seconds.
Niall, hold on a second.
Go on.
It's all about birth rate. The indigenous having two children, if people are coming in having five. You don't have to be a mathematician to work out.
Oh, I think God he's going to
we're talking about...
Yeah, we're talking about James Bond, and Patrick is back on a takeover role again. Thanks, Patrick. Good luck, Patrick. Yeah, somebody says Patrick is a racist. No, he would never admit to that. He says he's not a racist, he's just a patriot. He said one man's racist is another man's patriot. Niall, let's have a role reversal. Daniel Craig is Mr. T, says Matt from Rush. Well, he wouldn't have the size for it. What you talking about?
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Real people.
Real opinions.
Real talk radio.
4